95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin Sluggo.
What was the phrase? I already forgot it. I forgot my t-shirt with your phrase on it. You're trying to get going.
How do?
How do? How do, Kevin?
Is that catching on?
Yeah.
I've not heard it anywhere else.
I saw it on 3 episodes of television programs last night. Really hip ones, you know?
What were the names of them?
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yeah, that's a good question.
How do?
How do?
I don't feel like that's making much progress. I got to be honest.
Come on, people.
I don't think it is.
How do it up out there? Help Kevin out.
All right, let's talk about today's show, shall we?
Sure.
Ridiculous diets.
How many have you tried over here? You don't diet often,
I'm
I wouldn't
super
think.
Incredibly lucky to have my dad's
metabolism.
Yes.
Oh, that's cool. That's
because cool. Super lucky, because if I looked like I ate, whoo, I would not be able to get in and out of this studio.
They roll me in here pretty much every day.
But there are actual diets that are like a full bottle of champagne.
Now that is a diet.
Right?
That's what I'm talking about.
So we'll talk about that in the 5 o'clock hour.
Is that Richard Simmons' new diet?
Do you have a 1,000 playlists, right?
I do. That's insane.
Do you have a chill playlist?
Oh, yeah.
Do you?
Yeah. Super down-tempo, weird stuff.
Yes, mm-hmm. Because that's what I'm working on one.
Oh, good.
And I'd like to get some suggestions.
All right.
From the listeners.
Yeah.
Chill playlist.
Chill playlist. You need to relax your butt.
Yes.
You have one of your weed gummies and chill
sure.
out.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
All right.
And have you seen the Nerf mascot?
No.
Scary.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It is scary.
Our friend Chip from the other station wants to that job.
Yes, she does.
I'm like, no, you don't want to get in that thing.
I don't know, because you might scare everyone.
Everyone.
It might be perfect.
It's awesome.
We'll talk about it next. And we'll also talk if you were a mascot at any of the parks or any other place. We'll do that in a couple of seconds. And let's see. We gave away the gas thing last hour.
Yeah.
All right. So that's coming up.
All right.
I'm 95.5 KLOF. You saw a tank.
Yeah. Rolling code.
You saw a tank.
Red and blue LAPD lights rolling up the 170 North.
But a tank, you're saying.
It was like a tank, yeah.
It wasn't a truck?
No, there was like 6 trucks.
Describe.
Black LAPD, red and blue lights, rolling code up the 170.
170 North?
Yeah.
Okay.
In tandem, really close together. And
okay.
then about the third vehicle in was like a tank. So what's going on up there?
A tank.
That's like at the 170 and 5, it looks like, because the freeways was stopped a little while ago.
Oh, that means a shooting of some kind,
something.
Probably.
If anybody know what's going on out there? How fun would that be to drive a tank, though, like quickly up the 5 freeway?
I don't know that it would be so fun at this time of day. But a tank.
Yeah,
I've never seen that
neither
before.
Have I. It was pretty funky. I was like, wow, what do you need that
super
for?
Weird.
Where's that going?
Is it an officer-involved shooting?
I don't know. I can't find anything. LAPD Twitter's not saying anything yet. Where's Raul? He'll know.
Interesting.
Where's our...
That's super strange.
Yeah.
A tank.
Yeah.
And you said one of them was a SWAT?
Yeah, it's like, yeah, it's
vehicle?
A SWAT on the side. And then, yeah, like one of those... It looked like a prisoner transfer bus, but it was bigger and heavier. And said SWAT.
More fortified.
Side. Yeah. People were getting out of their way.
What the heck? Of course. There's a tank.
Yeah. Last I looked.
How many times have you seen a tank?
In real life?
Yes.
IRL, I don't know. This might have been one of the only times, I suppose. Maybe
the only other time that I saw secondhand a tank was when there was a stolen...
In San Diego.
A chase in San Diego.
That is the vehicle to steal.
Which was great.
Steal one. That's crazy.
But wow, that's...
you
don't see that every day.
No, it's kind of rare. Yeah. I don't know where he's going. Maybe they're going to clear the line at In-N-Out. They're just tired of waiting.
If you can... if you know what's going on.
Yeah.
818-955-KLOS.
Yeah.
Let us know.
170 North, it looks like about where the 5 meets the 5 freeway was stopped about 20 minutes ago.
Wow.
Yeah, so.
That's fantastic.
What are you guys doing out there? What are you doing? What are you?
A quick recap of what you saw.
Yeah, flying up the 170 about an hour ago. It was a line of about 6 large LAPD black vehicles, except for one brown tank.
There's a SWAT
all
vehicle.
Rolling code, heading north.
And a tank.
And a tank.
You have some information?
Hey, I was wondering if I wanted to tell Sluggo on the radio something. Is this the right number? Tell him to Google LAPD Bearcat and see if that's what he saw on the freeway. It's not really a tank.
LAPD Bearcat.
Oh, hey, this is who I'm talking to right now?
Yeah.
How's it going, man?
Good, man.
Just trying to figure out why there's a tank
Why?
On the 170 North.
Yeah,
what's happening?
Exactly.
Yeah, they're probably not going to run the tank up the freeway.
No, you know, that's not it. That was one of the vehicles, but that's not. It was another one, and it was that one was brown. The one, this one's black, like they are, like you said. But that one was brown, like a brown tank.
Oh, okay.
The brown tank.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fantastic. There's somebody who said leaving the Chatsworth Metro Station in LASD pulled up on a tear towards the Metrolink train.
Mm, something on the Metrolink, then.
Don't have time to monitor, so if anyone's in the neighborhood and wants to check it out.
Yeah. Yes, I do. Let's drive up there. What about you? Will you drive up there and find out what's going on, dude?
You have time?
I'm on my way home.
Damn it!
Well, turn around and head up there. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sligo here.
That's one of them KLOS artists, locals, Joyous Wolf, and they've got some stuff they've been posting about some of the shows they've been doing recently, some of the reviews and whatever on their Twitter account, along with Dorothy, and we love Dorothy.
Love Dorothy
cool.
as well.
So go find them on Joyous Wolf. Find them on Twitter and see what they got to say about themselves.
Going to need your help in a few minutes on a chill playlist.
Oh, yeah. To relax.
So I can't find any AC/DC, first of all.
Chill AC/DC? They have so many ballads. It's amazing.
So I am making a playlist of chill songs, and okay. I can use your help. We can do that just after 4 o'clock.
Yeah, yeah.
KLOS, Southern California's rock station, Kevin Sligo. Let's talk about the mascot for Nerf.
This is the freakiest thing I've seen in a while.
First of all, frightening.
Yes. It'll scare small children.
But why does Nerf need a mascot?
Well, we all need a mascot. Remember, we had a mascot for a few years until it went off running down the street.
I don't remember that, no.
Oh, maybe I dreamt that.
Yeah, I think you were high. This is a mascot for Nerf.
Yeah.
And it just looks like it's covered in Nerf
like
carpet.
Chopped up Nerf.
Yeah.
I mean, I really want to rub my hand on it, but then that's rubbing your hand on a person's body.
That's not good.
Yeah.
Imagine who has to wear this.
Oh.
And just in time for summer.
Oh.
That's great. It looks nice and cool.
I do not know how anybody gets into any of those costumes.
Posted it on my Twitter at the Kevin Ryder, and it just looks awful. And I would like to take calls because you know that mascots take abuse.
Big time.
And mascots for Nerf.
I mean, that's kind of
it's
the point
kids.
Of it. Yeah.
All kids.
You could play in the house was kind of the original. You can be as rough and insane as you want.
Because Nerf is so soft.
Yeah.
So this...
I hope it's a robot in there.
This mascot is going to take nut shots every 5 seconds.
Yes. Nonstop.
Oh, my God. Were you a mascot? And what was that like with kids? 818-955-KLOS.
Or if you were for a team, for the drunken other side, what they had to say and come up behind
or
you.
Or a theme park. You don't have to name the theme park, but whatever. What's it like to be in a mascot outfit with kids around?
At all, ever.
I would want to kick them.
What's
and
the smell like inside?
I love kids, but not in a mascot suit.
No.
I would think they would only run into people like you and me when we were kids.
Yes.
And that's not good for anyone.
No, it is not. No.
So 818-955-KLOS, you were a mascot. How'd that go? 818-955-KLOS. Yeah, but don't start again as a mascot. Don't do that.
Never.
Never, never, never.
We were
talking about the Nerf mascot, which is scary as hell.
Insanely creepy looking.
Creepy and has to scare all the children.
Yep.
And we were talking about being a mascot. You had to be a mascot. Hello?
You were a mascot? What were you?
I was Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God.
What was that like?
That has to be the worst of the worst, right?
Yes, you just took the words right out of my mouth. So regarding kids, I mean, so Chuck E. Cheese had big shoes, so kids were always looking to stomp on his feet and to walk on his feet.
Mm-hmm.
And the hands, you know, your own fingers were inside the gloves, and kids would squeeze those hands as hard as they could.
What a nightmare.
They would punch the 20-pound head that I was wearing. And at the time, you know, I weighed all of 90 pounds. I'm
5'4". Wow. How long did you do it?
2 years.
Wow.
2 years? How did you last that long?
I have no idea. I guess I was 18, so, you know, I had a lot of stamina and energy, and I would get tips. So here's the bright side. When I performed at birthday parties and really danced and went all out, I would get tips from parents.
Oh, nice. Okay.
All right.
So it wasn't all bad.
Okay. But you got beat up by kids regularly.
Oh, regularly. Yeah. And by adults, too. And then I would have to remind them, you know, there's a girl in this suit. And, you know, these guys would be like, oh, sorry, I just punched you.
Oh, my God.
Did you ever curse at anyone?
Under my breath, yes. And okay. They might have caught it a few times because there was a screen under the mouth.
I hope they
and,
did.
And my niece and nephew showed up a couple times and, you know, stepped on kids and, you know, pretended they were scrambling to get to me, but really, you know, to take it out on the kids that were hurting me.
Nice. So good for them. Cool.
I like it.
That's awesome.
You got your own wrecking crew.
Yeah.
You asked how it smelled inside the suit.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, we had to spray it out with Lysol. So it smelled like old Lysol and underarms.
Oh. Wow. That's not good in any
wow.
way.
But 2 years. Yes. That is 2 years impressive as hell.
Us Chuckies would trade off eye infections and the whole bit.
Oh, my God. You should get some kind of an award for putting up with that for 2 years.
Well, I ended up becoming a teacher, so, you know.
Oh, very good practice. Very good practice.
Exactly. It was.
All right. Thank you for calling.
Yeah,
we appreciate
thanks
it.
Thanks for calling.
She made it 2 years.
955-KLOS. You're a mascot?
How'd that go? Right now, we're talking about the Nerf mascot, which is scary as hell.
Yeah.
And we're asking the question, you were a mascot?
Yeah, this is Mike in Yorba Linda. Talking about my mascot at Blizzard Beach in Orlando, Florida. And it's an alligator, Allie the Alligator is a mascot. And people would constantly grab your tail.
Ah.
And spin you around in circles like a Mario Brothers.
Wait, did you have to crawl on all fours?
No, you have legs, and you get to hug kids and growl and all that good stuff.
Did you get punched?
Not too many punches, but yeah, there'd be some bigger kids who would grab your tail and just step on it, so you keep trying to walk. It's not like Disneyland where you had a helper with you.
Right.
Right.
You're just on your own.
Wow.
As an alligator.
Wow. How
being abused by children.
How long did you do that?
2 days.
Two days!
That makes sense.
I lasted 1 day longer than you at my first job, bagging groceries. So well done, sir. Thank you for beating that record. Thanks for calling, man.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi, you were a mascot?
I was, yes.
What was it for?
I was at Disneyland.
Okay, and tell us how the children would treat you.
Well, they loved me.
Because you were, who are you?
Let's just say I acted pretty goofy.
Wow, we can't figure that out.
So how long did you do it?
14 years.
Holy cow.
No kidding. And people were nice to you.
Yeah.
Things really are great at Disneyland.
Nothing negative to say about it at all.
Wow, that's amazing. What about the heat? Wasn't it hot in there? How do you put up with the heat inside one of those suits?
Well, I'm a plumber now, and it's worse when I'm in an attic. So it's really not that bad.
Huh. And do you miss doing that? Would you ever do it again?
Yes. I would do it again if they paid me what I make now.
What did you learn? How did you learn? What did you learn that you could pass on to other mascots now?
Just enjoy every moment of it. Don't take it for granted.
Wow, you really loved it.
Yeah.
I think your brain melted inside the suit. Narc! You're a narc! I can't even believe it. What a narc!
We got a notice that a lot of people here in the building are getting COVID, so they're putting the mask mandate back in place here in the building.
And, you know, so
for our employees.
Sent out the email to the whole staff, wear your mask.
Right. And I walked outside to go get a Diet Coke, and I saw a guy not wearing a mask.
And what'd you do?
I started pointing at him, and I went, not wearing a mask! Not wearing a mask!
Followed him down the hall.
I followed him all the way down the hall, and then he turned around and ran back to the studio that he works in and got it and put it on.
Narc! Freaking narc!
I had no idea even if his
how
sense
he's
going to
react.
Right.
Yeah. That was funny. He was
all right.
That was very funny.
Let's talk about playlists, as we both have many.
Oh, yeah.
Sligo, since I've known him, has had 1,000 playlists.
Always. Always buying tapes, cassette tapes back in the day, and then started burning them on CD. And now they're on little sticks that I give to people.
Listen to this. What's this?
Yeah, this is awesome. So you're saying
movie?
Chill? It should be.
Chill music, yeah.
Right. So I like this one because I love classical music. But it's like this remix.
Boom.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to smoke out.
That's pretty great.
Chill out.
What is that?
It's E Posthumus, and it's the Moonlight Sonata, but it's like a drum and bass version, down tempo version.
I love that.
Yeah.
I was looking for more normal songs.
Yeah, you know, actually, I want to throw a couple out. As long as if you like this sound, you should also look up Agnes Obel. She is amazing.
I only have time to write so much.
And Dustin O'Halloran, he does a lot of soundtrack kind of stuff that
very
is
cool.
Super chill and really, really awesome.
I was thinking songs.
Yeah, I like some of your songs that you were talking about.
Well, for example,
this one. the cover of GNR that we were playing for a while.
Yes, Patience.
Chris Cornell. Yeah, this is a great chill song.
It is a great chill song. Yeah. Chris Cornell doing this version is amazing.
Basically, apparently in the studio teaching his daughter how to play the song. That's how this came to be.
Is that right?
And he found the recording and then turned it into this. Yeah, which is so great.
So for every mood, you have a playlist.
Yeah.
If you're excited, if you're going out on, you know, having a night out.
You got a loud
party,
playlist.
Whatever.
Sure. Yep.
If you need to chill, you put this one on.
Right. Or you had said, no, I was happy to hear you throw this one onto the list. Zeppelin's Going to California.
Going to California, yeah.
That's a nice chill song.
It is. Going to California by Led Zeppelin. Take It Easy by the Eagles.
Sure.
I don't know if we play that
here.
Yeah,
we play it. Yep.
Just the Way You Are.
Billy Joel.
Yeah?
Okay. I don't think that one.
I don't really love it, but it's on this playlist.
Right.
Because it's a chilled playlist.
Right.
Landslide.
That's a gooder.
I like that one a lot.
Yeah. The Smashing Pumpkins did a nice version of
it.
Yes,
they
did. Beat the
Mac. I like the original.
You can't beat the Mac.
That's what I've said my whole life. The River, Bruce Springsteen.
Sure. Yeah. Why are you trying to chill out?
I just started making this list, and I realized I don't have very many.
All right.
So I thought we would take some suggestions from our listeners at 818-955-KLOS.
I only turn it down when I'm feeling low is a quote from a loud song by
Autograph.
I
like it.
Yeah.
The whole catalog from The Cure, except for Friday I'm in Love, everything else. Dream On, Aerosmith.
Sure.
It's on the list.
Sure, yeah.
Brothers in Arms by Dire Straits.
Nice, great album.
I do love that song.
Yeah. So Far Away is really good on that album.
Drive by the Cars.
Sure, yeah.
I love that.
Yep.
So 818-955-KLOS, if you're making a chill playlist, what songs would you include?
Yeah. Help Kevin out. Make his playlist. Get him relaxed. Then give him a massage.
I like where this is going.
818-955-KLOS. It's a Black Keys. Man, do I love that song. Wild Child on 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
We were talking about a chill playlist. I was trying to come up with songs that are chill, that are rock, but are still chill. And that's what we're taking phone calls on at 818-955-KLOS. Hello.
Hey, Kevin, you're looking for a chill song?
Yeah, chill playlist.
I got two of them.
All right.
Dreamer's Deceiver by Judas Priest, Shape of Your Heart. I play this on guitar. I forgot what the artist is.
Is that a real suggestion or a joke?
Real.
All right.
Suggestion.
All right. I'll look it up. Thank you.
All right.
Thanks.
No
problem. Thanks.
KLOS, hello.
So, some suggestions for chill songs for a playlist.
Chill playlist, yes.
For Metallica, the instrumentals either To Live Is To Die or Orion.
You know, I really like their
instrumental
stuff.
I do too.
Yeah.
That's a good choice.
I always like the bridges in songs for that matter. I like the instrumental bits when they really just kind of.
I'm going to add those. Good.
Yeah. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
Hello. Is this Kevin?
It is.
Kevin, what about on your cheer list? How about Supertramp, dude? Supertramp.
Which one?
Long Way Home.
Yeah, that's a good song. I used to be nice and depressed to that song when I was in high school, junior high.
I haven't listened to that song much.
Yeah, that's a good error. That one in particular. Yeah.
All right.
Right on. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
I would say anything by Vangelis.
Yeah, I can hear that.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, and also some Jean-Michel Jarre, or which is that's a French electronic artist.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
right.
Gotcha. Okay.
Right on. So a lot of instrumental stuff, right? Is what you're...
Yeah, I do like instrumental
stuff. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Talking about a chill playlist. What's a chill song that you like?
How about Aerosmith, Home Tonight?
That's a good one.
An awesome song. Excuse my French.
Language.
Here we are being chill. Thanks, man. Thank you for calling. 818-955-KLOS. What's the song that you chill out to? You get mellow. Oh, not... Have you never been mellow? I love you, Newton John.
Nope. It has to be a rock song.
818-955-KLOS. Well, that one's pretty chill.
Getting some great suggestions.
That was kind of a nice little chill rock song from
that
Journey.
Is, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We also, really are. I get a few jokes in here.
Of course, as always,
yes. Yeah, but, you know.
Lights by Journey as well.
Oh, yeah, sure.
It's a good chill song.
Yep. How about
KLOS, hello.
Dude, Planet Caravan.
Yeah, that is a fantastic. I love that. That 100%.
Right?
Like, yes. Yes.
Even Pantera even did a little cover of it on Far Beyond Driven. Super short, but dude, it sounded so good.
Nice. Awesome.
That's a great choice.
Hey, real quick. Slogo, you might know these guys. You have a super eclectic taste in music. You ever heard of Krongbin?
No. No.
They're like a three-piece, super-duper mellow. It felt really weird, man, but...
No, I don't, yeah.
All their albums are mega
really?
Chill. It felt like K-R-A-U-N-G bin. Or so. It's gnarly, but look it up. You'll love them.
All right.
Super mellow.
Cool, man. I appreciate that. Thank you, man.
All
thanks.
Right, buddy.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Hello, KLOS.
Hey, yeah. Traffic, Low Spark of High Heel Boys is a bad one, or Easy by Lionel Richie.
Oh, that's a good one, too.
Yeah, you like that?
I do like
yeah.
that.
There's, yeah. I can't remember. There's a Commodore song I like. I can't remember which one I really like.
It's nice. I think Easy is a Commodores.
No, Easy.
Is it Lionel Richie's single? Is I think it's Commodores.
I thought it was solo.
That hell, doesn't matter.
But awesome. Thank you for calling. Thanks for helping Kevin chill out.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing great. Thank you.
How about Chicago?
Chicago. Yeah. Which songs?
I was thinking Saturday.
Saturday in the Park.
Saturday in the Park's pretty nice.
Wishing You Were Here is a good one.
Oh, that's a good
wishing
one, too.
Wishing. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a getter. Yeah.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Hey, this is Mike.
Hey, Mike. Chill Muse.
Hey. I was actually wanted to suggest to you Stranglehold by Ted Nugent.
Well, we don't want to get that chill. You know, that's too relaxed. That's like, wait a minute, are you dead?
I'm still alive?
Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, Kevin Slugger, what's going on? I was calling about that chill playlist song.
Yes, we're talking about playlists of chill music, but it's got to be in the rock category.
Okay, well, it's a song called Sideways by Citizen Cope and Santana.
I don't know that one. Anything by Santana is
anything
always
by Santana,
in my book.
I agree.
Yeah, what's it called?
Sideways?
Sideways.
Sideways. All right, cool.
Yeah, give it a chance. Check it out.
I'll look it up.
If I can request it, yeah, play it for me if you can.
Don't take it. Don't push it.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, I never push it. All right, have a good day, guys.
Thank you.
You too. You got a few choices there. Some pretty good suggestions.
Some great suggestions.
You can see if there's any more. 818-955-KLOS.
If you're making a playlist of chill songs, what should be in it?
Got another chill song for you.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. It was a suggestion by someone who has very good taste in music. Used to program, be a music director over at another station.
Oh,
and
I
not,
like this song.
Not the one we were at.
Right.
Another one here in town. She says this, Miracles.
Only you believe
yes.
in miracles.
This is a great song.
Yeah, I like that song.
Nice, super
Who's
chill
it by?
Song. Jefferson Starship. Not Starship.
Jefferson
not
Starship.
Not Airplane. Yes.
Gotcha. Got to be very
slightly
specific.
Later. Yeah, right in the middle. Right in the middle of what they were up to.
KLOS, hello.
Hi, I was calling about the chill song.
The chill playlist, yes.
Yes. Well, there was one, it's from the early 70s. I think it's a one-hit wonder. It's called Ever and Ever Forever by someone called, I got it right here, Demis, D-E-M-I-S, Russos. From what I understand, he's a Greek singer.
Okay.
But whenever I hear it, it's like, I feel like just like being on the beach on a hammock with my drink in hand.
That's what we're talking about.
That is exactly what we're talking about.
Back in the sun. Every time I hear that song. My friends play it a lot on YouTube, but every time they play it, I'm just like, oh my God, I want to be on the beach in the sun.
So if we look that up, is it going to be acid garage speed metal?
No way.
Well, about half of the suggestions that people call in with
acid speed metal, garage metal.
Yeah, they don't understand. Yeah.
Oh no, they understand. They're just messing with us.
All right, how do you spell it again?
The name of the song is Ever Forever, and it's by Demis, D-I-M-I-S. Russos, R-O-U-S-S-O-S.
Awesome, dude. All right. Thanks for calling.
We'll check it out. Thank you.
70s.
Right on. Okay, early
thanks.
70s. Thanks. There's some really good stuff from the early 70s.
Of course.
I have this really weird, it was sort of lounge music, and it was a demo, and it's just, it never got released, but it's just so freaky, floaty. It's
cool.
Some of the best stuff ever. I'll give you a copy of it.
Yeah, please.
Hi, KLOS.
Yeah, I got the song for you. Yeah. By the B-52s, it's called Follow Your Bliss. Check it out. Super mellow. Instrumental, too. Great stuff.
Love the B-52s.
Interesting.
And instrumentals are my favorite.
All right,
cool.
Thank you.
All right, thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
There's no Fred in it, though.
Yeah.
Kevin, this one's specifically for you.
All right, let's hear it.
I love you guys, but Go to Hell by Alice Cooper. You, my brother.
You know, the first time I heard that, Freddie Snakeskin played it. And it was fairly new, I think. And he was like, yeah, you know what? This is for all of you that are calling me, giving me crap tonight. Go to hell.
You guys are awesome, bro.
You dedicated it to me, though. I love that. Thank you, man.
Just specifically for you.
Thank you, man.
Thanks for calling.
Take care. KLOS, hello.
How about Linda Rod's fan?
Nice. Which one?
Don't Make My Brown Eyes Blue.
Wow, that's a gooder. That is a gooder. I love Linda. I love her.
Like her.
Yeah.
I like her.
You like her?
Yeah.
I big fan.
Don't love, but like.
Thanks. Yeah, you're good.
Yeah.
Thanks, man.
KLOS, hello.
Yes, I'm Careless Whisper.
Well played.
There it is.
Well played.
There it is.
Thank you.
Gracias.
Thank
you. Gracias.
Thank you. Gracias.
That guy calls every week for our old request fest and tries to get us to play Careless Whisper.
And one of these days, we won't.
Correct.
Here's one that was on your list, man. It's been a favorite of mine since it was brand new. I played it on a jukebox 3 times in a row when it was brand new and really pissed off the diner.
Excellent.
That's what I found.
That's
out
what
that
you want to do.
That doesn't go over well, and I didn't care. But it's a great one for your playlist.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon at 5. We do five songs in a row with the theme. Today, it's some of the best drummers.
Yeah, five of the. I mean, how do you narrow it down? You got to get Gene Krupa in there. I mean, Phil Collins maybe, but I'm looking forward to seeing that dude right there and his pals, the Fighters Who, at the September 27th Taylor Hawkins, which is kind of why we're doing
same,
this,
yeah.
Because on Friday that went up on sale and everything. But how do you narrow it down? Here, I got one for you, and then we should start taking calls. You know? Suggest your five, one of your favorite drummers.
818-955-KLOS. Yeah, you don't have to call with five, just one.
Yeah, just give us your favorite drummer. Who is he? They, she. All right, this dude was born in 1946, died in 1978. Hell of an amazing reputation, not only as a drummer, but as a human. Who are we speaking of?
Who?
Keith Moon! Halo.
It is our Gimme five songs in a row with a theme, which is some of the best drummers.
Five of the best drummers.
Correct. KLOS, who's this?
My name is Alicia.
And who you got for it?
The one and only, John Bonham.
John Bonham?
Yeah.
I mean,
this
John,
dude?
John Bonham has to be three of the top five. We're doing Gimme Five.
Yeah, and sort of inspired by Taylor Hawkins and the tribute that's coming up, the five of the greatest drummers. So there he is. And that will be on September 27th at the Forum, which is very, very cool. But, I mean, you can't narrow down drummers.
Well, if you say top five, you are leaving out most drummers.
Yeah.
So it is kind of an impossible.
And a lot of great suggestions. Maybe we'll have to do another day of it sometime.
All right.
We'll go deeper on that one. But go to number one now. What do you got?
I've got Neil Peart from Rush.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking, I think I want to do Mystic Rhythms from Rush, because no one ever plays that.
Let's play it.
Good stuff. Who are you?
I'm Daniel.
Daniel. Neil Peart is the top of your list, is what you're saying.
Yes, sir. Number one.
1952 to 2020. Too many of these have...
Yes. End dates on them?
End
yes.
dates already. That sucks!
Correct.
All right, give me five. Number one-ish, but not really number one, because there's
not
no
really
way.
In any order.
What did that guy say? He said if you're really kind of taking the top five, because if you knock out Bonham and Neil Peart, then you kind of can go from there.
Right.
But here you go, Mystic Rhythms on KLOS.
Something's making the rounds again that is fascinating to me, because you know how everybody's always on a diet.
Always.
Especially in this city.
Yeah.
And the weirder, the better.
Sure.
And there's one that GQ printed called the Wine and Egg Diet.
Hey, now you're talking.
The Wine and Egg Diet.
Woo, that's some gas.
As the name implies, the diet includes lots of wine and eggs.
That sounds perfectly
Here's
healthy.
Here's the menu. And then we're going to take your calls with wacky diets that you tried.
Or have heard of.
Or have heard of, right. 818-955-KLOS. For breakfast, you have one hard-boiled egg and one glass of white wine.
Yeah! Wine for breakfast.
Wine and an egg.
Can we change that for vodka?
This is wine and an egg, dude.
All right.
I guess you could change it to Yay! Whatever you want, but lunch is two eggs.
Yeah.
And two glasses of white wine. And also coffee. Maybe you could throw in a coffee there. And then dinner is a 5-ounce steak and the remainder of the white wine. So you finish the bottle.
Wow.
And then maybe a cup of black coffee.
Oh, but no eggs?
Not for dinner. No.
I don't know then.
But that's it. It's basically drinking wine and eggs.
That's like a hardcore version of the, what is that one? I can't remember. They came back around for a while. The
keto? No,
I don't know. Scarsdale diet.
I can't keep track of them.
Yeah.
But if you tried one or you have heard of one that you've thought was funny, 818-955-KLOS, ridiculous diets.
You know, like
the wine and egg diet.
Spoke to a nutritionist and they basically said if you just eat enough at a meal that fills your hand, the palm of your hand, that's the best thing you can do for yourself.
That's stupid.
But that's about how big your stomach actually is. So you start pushing it out more than that.
That's
clearly it's working really well for me.
I eat more dessert than that. What are you talking about? So wacky diets that you have tried or heard of. 818 818- 955 KLOS.
It does kind of work in shoveling food into your mouth, however.
Sure.
If it just fits into the palm of your hand.
We were talking about the wine and egg diet.
Which sounds wonderful to me.
It came back around. But apparently GQ published it.
Oh, right.
And that was like a big scandal because you're supposed to eat a hard-boiled egg and then drink wine.
First thing in the morning.
Pretty much for the whole day.
That doesn't sound
bad. Maybe have a little steak at night, but for the most part, it's wine and it's eggs. Mm. So we are talking about ridiculous diets at 818-955-KLOS. Hello.
Okay, you eat as much as you want. Yay. Just, you know, a little bit, taste everything, and wear a tight belt. Keep your waistline pulled in real tight so it doesn't hold much.
So you're literally just strangling your stomach?
Yeah, till it almost hurts. So you can't eat much.
But you can push in whatever you want, whatever you can put in front of your face. Go ahead.
Yeah, just a little bit. Taste everything.
Yeah, all right. That sounds shaky, but okay.
That's the squeeze diet.
The squeeze diet, right.
Squeeze.
Yeah.
The choke.
Am I on the air?
Yes.
Yeah, so don't throw the F-bomb out too much.
Yay, dancing
funny. Right, yeah, on. Thanks cool. for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
Ridiculous diets.
Can't believe how foul language you use. Guess that wouldn't fit on your chill list.
No.
It's a little bit loud for your chill list.
It's a bit. I have other lists that would fit in.
Yes.
Yeah, it's not all chill. Speaking of chill, Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen him lose it?
Wow, Tom Hanks, only when he laughed when the bathtub fell through the floor in Money Pit.
Right, but that's while he was acting.
Yes.
I'm talking in real life.
Like any video of him.
Doesn't he seem like the guy, the nicest person in the world?
Yes.
And the guy that would never break.
Oh, my God. Do you have...
That would never lose it.
Do you have some sort of info about Tom finally losing... Remember, he was like one of the first celebrities to get COVID.
Yes, I do.
And everybody was freaking out because he's like such a nice fella.
Yep.
And everybody's like, no, not Tom Hanks.
And I'm going to say that I do have tape of him losing it.
What?
But
really?
I'm going to say it was the right thing to do.
Oh, yeah?
It was the right thing to do.
Really?
Even when Tom Hanks gets angry, it's the right thing to do.
Tom can do no wrong.
So Tom's walking out of a restaurant with Rita Wilson, his wife, and there are a bunch of people there, autograph seekers and stuff like that, that sort of were crowding them, and one of them tripped Rita Wilson a little bit.
Oh.
Not fully. She didn't fall fully down.
Okay. Then he went all, what's his face on him?
Listen.
Okay.
How you doing?
It's been a long time.
Be careful, Tom.
Watch out. Move.
Amen. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Stop it!
What are you doing?
Back the
fuck
off!
What are y'all doing?
Woo! Back the f off!
That is weird to hear coming
from
out
Tom Hanks.
Yeah, no wonder though. Good for him.
Knock it over, my wife.
Yeah, they're bugging. Sorry, Tom.
Yeah,
everybody's like stunned.
Yeah.
You just don't expect that out of Tom.
You don't. But they were like,
yeah, go to hell.
They were getting in her way.
Be cool.
And she did trip over one of them.
Oh, man, he's going to lose it.
And then they continued apologizing.
Tom, sorry about that, Tom.
What are they doing?
What are they doing out here?
Someone push me.
Wow, that's pretty funky. Hold on, I got to hear that again.
It's weird to hear him lose it.
It is. It's very weird.
What are you doing?
I just got to get to the little actual when he loses.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah. Because that is not something you hear.
No, not every day.
What are you doing?
Crap the fuck off!
What are y'all doing?
Woo!
Right?
Man, oh man.
You tell him, Tom.
Oh, poor Tom.
And that's not a Will Smith nonsense.
No, it isn't.
Slap.
You're in a show where it's supposed to be comedy and things or
and
whatever.
And the joke was barely a joke.
Stay off the stage.
In this particular case, he did the right thing.
Yes.
When he gets mad.
Yeah.
He's the best human alive.
Yeah. Tom! 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 Wrapping up a Monday already. How is that possible?
That flew by.
I would like to assure you I'm going to be here tomorrow and all the rest of the week. I'm certainly not going to just bolt, skate.
That's good news because I had heard rumors that you were going to Hawaii, but since that's not going to happen.
I don't know what you're talking
about. That's great news.
I have no idea.
Speaking of which, I have a podcast with Mike Catherwood called Great News with Kevin and Mike. Because you need a little good news to balance out all of the bad.
Everything
else.
You
can find that on YouTube and anywhere you find podcasts. It's time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. I'm working on a chill song playlist, and we got a lot of great suggestions like Stranglehold by Ted Nugent, Thunderstruck by AC/DC.
That's chill.
And although it fits the category, we're a hard no on Careless Whisper.
Thank you for suggesting it as usual.
In Gimme 5, we took a bunch of requests about drummers. In the end, it really all comes down to John Bonham and Neil Peart.
Yeah.
And ridiculous diets like wine and eggs.
Whoa.
Yep.
What? You know what? I can do that.
I knew it.
I could do that.
I knew you would give it a try.
All right, I'm going to go home and have some wine and eggs and pet the kitty.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
Hey, you know that Bobby Gentry song, Ode to Billy Joe, features the Tallahatchie Bridge in Money, Mississippi? Well, that bridge collapsed on this day in rock in 1972. They did end up rebuilding it. I'll Bet You Bought It. When it was new, Foreigner released their second album on this day in rock in 1978. Double Vision. Paul McCartney hit a hell of a mark on this day in rock in 2004. Guess what number show it was he played live? It was in St. Petersburg in Russia on this day in rock in 2004. It was his 3,000th live show.